Welcome to Short Take. Director Tim Krüger studied at the European Film College in Ebeltoft, Denmark, and then at the Filmakademie Baden-Württemberg in Ludwigsburg, Germany. Tim's first feature and graduation film, Zerrumpelt Herz, The Council of Birds, premiered in Venice in 2014 at the Settimana della Critica. He followed that with two collaborations as cinematographer with director Sandra Wollner. Since 2018, he's part of the production company The Barricades, together with Victoria Stolpe. In 2023, Tim's debut feature as writer and director, Die Theorie von Allem, was part of the official competition of the Venice Film Festival. We talked to Tim via video call for this interview. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I don't know if it's a mood, but I'm very tired. I'm elated and content.
Perfect. Well, not perfect, but a good combination, I would say. What is your favorite way to spend time?
To sleep, actually, and to dream.
Lovely. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
That would be Hook by Steven Spielberg, a film that everybody hates except me, and I think I know one more person on the planet that likes that film.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film-related, but obviously it can be film-related.
I sold pancakes on a beach for 2 years. That was fun and very humbling. And I didn't sleep a lot, but I didn't have to think. And that was nice.
Interesting answer. May I ask what beach that was?
That was at the North Sea where I was born, near St. Peter Ording.
Ah, okay. Which brings us to, what do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Honesty, intelligence, and a dark sense of humor.
I love the last one. What is your favorite food?
Anything Italian.
If you weren't a director, what would you be?
I would have wanted to become a composer, I think I lack the talent and or discipline. And then, because of the lack of talent, I would have to become a writer, I suppose.
Okay. I'm not going to comment on that. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
To see into the future or into the past.
Nice.
Without all the time travel shenanigans, obviously. I don't want to change history. I would love to see it.
Okay. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe also as an audience member.
It was one of the first films I watched alone as a kid. Mm-hmm. That was Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I was way too young. I mean, the film has its problems, obviously. But if you're young and impressionable, that's a very scary film. But it gets you out of that dark hole in the end. And to experience feelings like that, it never happened again. I'm still chasing that adrenaline high that I had as a young kid.
Nice one. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Die Tagesordnung, The Order of the Day by Eric Vuillard.
And do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
He's not really a hero. He's Settembrini from the Magic Mountain, the Enlightenment fellow, you know.
Okay. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
Oh, no. I've been wanting to see the new Dominic Graf film, Jeder schreibt für sich allein.
Yeah.
I think it's already out, but I didn't have a chance to see it.
Which again, maybe German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with recently?
Well, I have my set of friends. I would definitely recommend my scriptwriter, Roderick Warich. I would also recommend Sandra Wollner. She's not only my partner, but a filmmaker I was very lucky to have been working with twice now. But I did want to say Dominik Graf. But, you know, it's not fair to all the people that are young and upcoming.
True, but I mean, you know, I also asked for already established talent, and I think Dominik Graf qualifies definitely as that.
Yes.
Now we're getting a little bit more personal. What do you like most about yourself?
That I don't get upset very easily.
Mm. What do you dislike about yourself?
Haha, that I don't get upset very easily.
Okay. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I don't remember the joke, but I remember regretting not having made it. And not making jokes is silly, I think. Sometimes you do it out of courtesy and that's fine, but, you know, jokes are important.
True. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Life is very long and I don't think it's the only one. So don't try to cram everything into one.
Okay. Which random thing makes you happy?
Déjà vus, actually. Ah. The feeling of that exact thing going according to some kind of weird plan.
Mm-hmm. And the next one might be tricky for you, but maybe not. Let's see. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
That one makes me laugh because I guess my life is kind of uninteresting. I don't know whose life is so interesting. I guess my life is kind of boring and I can barely pretend to be myself. Ooh. So to play anyone else would be a stretch.
Okay, we'll take that answer. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tim. It was lovely.
Thanks for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.